The Maskana the Gemara by Maskev Asoicher, the key to the Sugi is that it depends if there was Mosar Maftechais when it was Chal, the Arbosar. When is Arbosar Chal? Whatever it says in the Blumenkranz book, what? 7:15. So if by 7:15 the Soicher was already Nimsar the Maftechais, he's Chayav to do the Bedika. We mutchit about, say, Sakechavim and Shkia, and there are different shitas in say Sakechavim, and it's not a bit. There can actually be a din Torah about a guy that says, I gave you the keys by 8:45, it was before Mincha Maariv still. And the other one says, yeah, I daven Mincha by Mincha Gedoyla, and I daven Maariv already at the 6:45, or I mean, and it could be a din Torah about who should have to do it. But I'm not dealing with the Chayshan Mishpat aspect of it yet. But we saw yesterday that Sarah 3 with Mechalikis Mishayim, according to Rashi, Mesiris Mafteichos, was a way of saying Kinyan, and the Iker key fact, the Iker factor is Kinyan. Bidas Toises, we saw an issue, and we explained this Lashitose, but an issue that Fakert, it might, thank you, it might not even be totally in Kinyan. Even if the Soicher didn't, no, it's still here. Even if the Soicher didn't do a Kinyan, but the Etzem fact that he was given the only key, Knech, and the masker doesn't have a key, Knech, and he's planning to rent this. This is not some that an owner of a house who gave the key to someone and it doesn't have his key, so go hustle and get your key. But he's planning to rent it. The rental is supposed to be taking place, maybe not now, but on an hour or two later that night, earlier the next morning, certainly before Pesach starts. So he's pending about renting it, and he already has a key, and not only that, the only key, and the masker doesn't. Oh, the Soicher has to do bedika. The other Rishonim argument, which the Brewer brings, that if he has a machlekes ladina, that no, in such a case, the masker is left to do bedika. The soicher only is chayiv in bedika if both. And again, I want to wrap this connection up, that he did a kinyan already, an echdik a kinyan, kesef star chazaka sudur, or they get 12:20, they're going to stop. Everyone has a different 12:20. The same
maybe
thing
he needs
with
to look book.
He's going, yeah, he didn't look.
Is this why you should have told 17?
No, he didn't.
This is the last time.
I said 12:20, so they should know 12:17. That's what I mean. Yeah, Bas Herzach, it's Moshe Shalom Friedman, we're in the middle of Shir. Is there going to be the drilling stopping now? Please, thank you so much. So, I forgot what we're up to.
Rabbi, if the rental is going to start mid-Pesach.
I'm going to talk about that. Today we're going to talk about a lot of different cases. That's going to be a big brunt of the Shir. If you have more cases after you, let me know. We'll do hotels, dormitories, all kind of things. But where are we up to? Oh, thank you. The Mishnah Berurah brings the third. Yeah, thank you. The third shita, that it's both. The soicher will only be chayiv if he also did a kinyan already and he already has a key. He doesn't need the key. But if he did a kinyan and he has access, l'chayiv like the Rishonim, letting him know that the door is open or just what the combination is enough. But the point is, you need to have a kinyan and also have access. The Chasam Soifer speaks out that this entire sugya connects back to the previous sugya, where at the end of the day, the Gemara said that this man of Bedika is. Bizman shebnei adam etzuyin bebateim, says the Chasam Soifer. Exactly. Bizman shebnei adam etzuyin bebateim. So work out. If the Soifer is already there, if he has the key, he's going to be there. There's a reason that it's connected to Bizman shebnei adam etzuyin bebateim as to why the Soifer's Mesiris Mefteach is going to be the Kaveya for the Sugya. Now, before we get to the dorms and hotels and inter-rentals that happen in the middle of Pesach, and I want to speak out a very interesting chiddush, which I think it says in the Avi Ezri from Rav Shach. He says it's a very big chiddush. We're going to say that I'm a chiddush. Let's not speak out the Nakuda. He wants to say, you know, there are Rishonim that hold that in a masker soicher situation, no one has Val Yiro. Yes, we know there are those that hold that the masker, Ruvain, will have Val Yiro because the chametz is his. And either you're right or on chametz, even if it's not on your rishus, or upon the fact that he's a landlord in this case, and the chametz is his. So he's over. There's a whole issue of the soicher, Shimon, not the owner of the chametz, might have Val Yirah, else the grah Yiddish Chametz has value raw. Or the Magen Avraham, Mistama the Masker rented it to him. It was marketed to him. But then we have the ones that hold no one is over value raw. But let's ask a pointed question. If it's true that no one has value raw in a situation of Masker v'Seicher, it's a legal loophole. No one has value raw. So why is there Bedikas Chametz here? Why is there Bedikas Chametz? If no one has Bal Yiroah, and Bal Yiroah is else, and Bedikah is because of Bal Yiroah, so there shouldn't be a Din Bedikah. Obviously, the Bedikah is not else Bal Yiroah, because no one has Bal Yiroah. The Bedikah is? Shemei Balachli. Yeah, but Frecker of Shach, what if you're from those sheet, this Rashi, the email, that the system of Bedikah's Chametz is not because of Shemei Balachli. The Bedikah is because of Bal Yiroah. So there shouldn't be Bedikah B'chal. Is the emphasis yesterday, I think we said this already yesterday, we said a fascinating chiddush. Maybe Rashi agrees that there's a shemi yavi la'achloi, but there are cloud that isn't because the guy did bittle catch on. The guy did bittle, he probably won't come to eat it. Daf could be here by masking a seicher, assumingly the seicher didn't do bittle. Over here, pointedly comes a new shemi yavi la'achloi. Cute. But Rav Shach says something else. He says like this. He says, you should know that in the times of the Mishnayos, the way Rashi learns the purpose of bedikah was because of value wrong. But later on, in the times of the Gemara, there was another, the Rabbanan dike bedikah, which Rashi agrees is al shemi yavi la'achloi. And therefore, Rashi can agree that this sugya of Masker v'Seicher is talking about that Bedika. The Bedika that's not as Bal Yirah, because no one has Bal Yirah by Masker v'Seicher. Zelfi she'en ishalai, zelfi she'en ibershusai. But there's a Bedika of Shemiyah Bilachlai. That's the Bedika of Kikar b'shmei Kairah. That's the Bedika when you find Chametz and you're kaifel of Kli. And maybe, you know, everyone since the beginning of Islam, we've been quoting, do you have to do Bedika after Pesach? If you didn't do Bedika before Pesach, do you have to do Bedika after Pesach to search for the Chametz Avraham Lovus HaPesach? What did we say? Taisus on Daf Yud. That Taisus says yes, and Rashi learns the Mishnah differently because Rashi doesn't hold such a thing. Says Rav Shach. Rashi agrees that there's a Bedika after Pesach because of Shemi Avraham. He doesn't hold that that's what the Mishnah means. So on the Mishnah Daf Yud, when it says La'achar Hamoyed, Rashi had to go say La'achar Hamoyed means 6 hours on Erev Pesach, but not La'achar Hamoyed after Pesach. Rashi agrees there's a bedika of la'achar Pesach, but it's just not the din of the Mishnah. Says Rav Shach Chiddush, if you're going to accept it, Maskev Seicher and achar Pesach and various other cases, Kikav Bishmei Kaira, there's a bedika al shemi avilachle, but it's not as the din of the Mishnah. Maybe that bedika doesn't have a ner, and maybe that bedika doesn't have a bracha, and maybe various other nafkaminis will find also. It's a different bedika. Catch on. It's a different gather of bedika.
That's if
the achar moed will have that one. Maskev Seicher will have that one.
The night before,
yeah, that's a sugya on Daf Zayin, and that, yeah.
It's not the same.
No, it's not the same one. It's not the same, but that's the Nakuda of...
The favorite is in that Chayva Sadar Rashi, where he says, Aval Hacha, Imishum Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, so Rashi seems obvious that he's talking about a different Bedika than...
No, but that Bedika the Rabbanah could be because the Bal Yirah has a floor. We said 11 floors. We can go back to all the floors. There's a Bal Yirah there, right? So we took care of it with Bittul, and then go Chazer the first year of the month. I'm saying a new mahalach for the shir. We said all the mahalachim then. Now I'm saying a shas mahalach. It goes back to that base. You have a thing. Question. A soicher got the key at 3 in the afternoon. Is he mechuyev? Of Yud Gimel. On Yud Gimel, 3 in the afternoon. Who has to do the bedika? Who's going to have to do the bedika that night? The soicher. He goes back to the mosque at 4 in the afternoon and gives him the key back. He says, listen, I'm thinking about it, so whatever, we'll deal with it. I'm coming at 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Have the key back. Who has to do the bedikah? Machlokes? Who told you it's a machlokes? It's a machlokes. Chok Yaakov and Prichodesh. Rav Chaim is pulling out machlokes. It's a machlokes apoyskin. There's a machlokes chok Yaakov and Prichodesh. If the soicher returns the key, be yoyim yad gimel. It's a machlokes apoyskin. Chok Yaakov and Prichodesh. But you want to hear a fascinating Rosh Yosef, which was in yesterday's Mar Makoimis? You know, Rashi says, if you already had the key before the night, so then you chayiv. But if you didn't have the key before the night, get ready. Which Pashup Shah means, if you didn't get the key the night before, but even though you did get the key, when? The next day, too late. You're not chayiv. That's not, right? Rashi Yosef says that there's a pshat, which he calls it shtuyot, I think. What does he call it? He says, derech shaitim. So, al pshat and Rashi, the primogodim gave you haskama that it's derech shaitim. But the case is still a geshmaka case, and it is a machlokes pri chodesh and chok Yaakov. But to say that it's Rashi is a little bit of a. But he says, if you had the key the night before the night before, afal pi shemoser loy b'yoyim, even though in Yud Gimel in the afternoon you returned it, it's not going to help. Too late, you already got the key. So So again, the Prima Gadam is very not Sufridim to learn that that's what Rashi's referring to. Over, yet it remains that that's an interesting Shaila. Now this Shaila, I want to clarify, a lot of the Shailas we're going to do today, I want to make you realize that I want to clarify them separately like Rashi. Like Rashi, again, what's the factor? Key is a Kenyan. Like Taisvis, you didn't even do a Kenyan. But the Etzem getting the key itself. And like the Rishayim, you need both. And again, we already said yesterday, what if it's not a key, it's a combination? What if it's an exclusive combination? What if you gave him the option to make a new combination, a new code that he himself won't even know? Those are simple ones. That's what we talked about yesterday. But a few of the things we're going to clarify today, you have to always take the Sakina Harif and realize I'm clarifying them separately in Rashi's Gedarim, in Taisus's Gedarim, and in the Rishayim's Gedarim. Here, start off this one first. The guy did get the key by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but then he returned it to the mosque. Like Rashi, he already made the kinyan. Well, what's returning the key? Getting the key is the kinyan. You did the kinyan. Like Toysis is what the clear about. And that's the machlokes pri chadash and chag Yaakov. If the whole reason you chayv is because you had the key, okay, but I returned the key. Maybe I can retract on my machayv. In the Rishonim, you have to clear it. You have to clear it basunder. That's part of the shayv. Yeah, that's part of the shayv. That's the shah. Okay, but let me set a few things up. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. When is Bedikas Chametz? Thursday night, Arli Yud Gimel. Does Arli Yud Gimel have mamish these rules? Precision, key, Gnoy, Blumengrad 7:15 again, that it's mamish Tali? Or maybe since it's already another full 24 hours before Pesach, maybe the Gedarim are different. Maybe the Seicher won't be Chayiv yet. I mean, it's only backup that you're doing this Bedikah. You're going to be eating chametz the whole Friday. You're eating chametz Friday night and Shabbos morning. You're eating Shalosh Shudas at 8 o'clock in the morning after the Sikkun and having eaten the first Sud at 7 o'clock in the morning. So you're 36 hours before the system is running. Is it so pashut that on Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos, it's going to be totally in this, you know, there's a precision, 7:15 p.m. Arli Yud Gimel is the Kaveya? The next Shaila, please. Let's get running. The next Shaila. Oh, Bachram rent Diris for the summer's man. I'm assuming the rental starts Chav Ches Nisan, I guess, Be'erach, come on, before Rish Chaydash, through till the end of his man. Yeah? Tisha B'Av. You rented this apartment for 3 months. The Baal Hadira, the Maskir, didn't do Bedika. There should be a Chi of Bedika of Chomet She'Abra Lov as a Pesach. Toysis on the field holds Chomet Shabbos is Pesach needs Bedikah. Rashi, according to Rav Shach, also does. Yeah? Who has to do that Bedikah? The Seicher or the Masker? And what date, time, precision, Kaveya, it says, oh, now it's the Seicher's job to do this Bedikah. Who has to do the Bedikah of Chomet Shabbos loves Pesach? And what's the rules thereof? Havdalah makes a Pesach already. So, I mean, the fact when this Bachram Seicher is coming on Chav Tessit, that's the way to let it. You mean there's already a Sulei Paka on the Masker? There's a Sulei Paka on the Masker. Okay, now a person, you know, we've been getting so hung up about whether the Shechiras happened exactly a little bit before Shkia on early Adalid the next morning, in the middle of the night. We cleared yesterday, what if the Shechiras happens 30 minutes after this Bidika starts? Hari Bidika takes an hour, so what would be if it's from a half hour? But how long is this rental for? The pastors, you're renting it for how long?
At least through Pesach.
But is it a rental like I'm renting it for the next 4 years? It's like a long term or it's just shorter? And what if more? I'm only renting it for the first days. Cholamoid, I'm already switching over. And you know what the deal was with the new renter that's going to come in? I'm supposed to leave the key there. He'll pick up the key. How is it a mechayiv of bedika on the first soicher and the next soicher? Another interesting shayla, and I think this one also was taka separate. Rashi, Tosfos, Duran. Walt is only for food, right? What if you want to send a key? What's that company called?
Uber.
Oh, is it? Okay. I thought Uber that's for
package.
People. Uber package. Okay, fine. The Masker sent the Uber package at 6 o'clock. The Seicher only received the key at 9 o'clock. I can get closer to 7:15 if you so choose, but let's keep it clear. I'm seriously clearing this Shaila separately according to Rashi. Like Rashi, who has to do Bedikah?
It's the Shliach.
What? It's not a Shliach, it's a Goy. It's a Goy. I don't know if it's a Lomdus of Shliach, and if it's a Shliach, it's a Shliach Lahilacha or a Shliach Le Kabbalah. I'll say I'm done. Again, the Masker sent the key with this. What happens if he sends a comment? But again, I'm clarifying, like Rashi, that the Mesiris Mepeach is the Kinyan. When is the Kinyan Chal? When the Masker sent the key or when the Saika receives the key? What? Separately, one second, I don't know. Separately, like Tosfos, where no one even made a Kinyan yet. No, there's this new Svar that if the Saika has the access and the Masker doesn't, now here it's a little bit of a limbo, but the masker already doesn't have access, the sefer doesn't either, but by 9 o'clock he eventually will. And don't say you should have done the bidika earlier, because no one had the key then and it was locked. And separately I'm clearing, like, let me just fear isolate, like the rishonim, that you did a kinyan. But it's a requirement that the sefer is not going to be chayiv unless he also got the key. The key was being sent. He got it at 9 o'clock. That's the question.
But what
happens
if he sends
our
chametz before
Shmoneh Nisan, she receives it after Shmoneh
Nisan?
Which chametz? I don't get it.
The same idea. What happens if he sends her to be Mekadosh, or he sends her chametz before Shmoneh Nisan, she receives it afterwards?
That has to do with this case?
Yeah, with Rebbe's clarifying.
No, but I'm clarifying with Gabi. Yeah, that's a different shayla. I'm clarifying in the Gedarim of Mesiris Tefach.
You up in the area in
I'm getting to those cases. Now, another important topic. Mechira. The sugya was spelled about seicher or maskir. Same sugya, and again, the schiris can be it's a rental just for Pesach, or even a half a Pesach, or for the whole year. What about a mechira? Hamoicher beisoy lechaveiroy. So he sells the house, and now the lekeach, Rashi Toshis Ran, but did a kinyan or a kaponim got the key? What is going to be different in the sugya if it's mechira as opposed to skiris? A lot of things. First of all, careful, the whole Bal Yirah, who's Oiver, Reuven, Shimon, both neither thing, Gro, Mog, and Avram, that whole thing, reanalyze that in mechira. It might not be the same. More important, Su Loi Poka. What was this lumbus? That if you were masker it after 9 p.m., the guy finally got his act together and did the schiras, we say, oh, masker, you're chayiv, because at 7:15, when the schiras bedikah started, you were chayiv. Yeah, but what if he sells it at 9 p.m.? And no one did the bedikah. Akash of Maish said they weren't the kind of rivets did of doing the bedikah to schiras alive. They did it. It's 9 p.m. He sold the house. He's not the owner anymore. There's still a tzad to say, Sula Poka? So it's takanat. The Gedorim of Sulei Paka would have it, and if it was already, and if it was before this man. So again, mechira has to be analyzed separately. A dorm room. Who has to do the bedikah in the dorm room? Who owns the dorm room? The dirshu brings that Rav Steinman said that avada the bacher doesn't make the dir. It's not his room. The yeshiva can kick you out. The yeshiva tells you what to do. It's not. Is it a schirus? Is what?
Mirror,
oh, you're in the dorm. What's it?
No, it's different than the
mirror. You want to learn the mirror mahalach? Okay, one second. No, but I want the dirshu still. One second. We're doing the dirshu. It's not so pashut how to have the status. Now, of course, if a bacher leaves, not during this man, but he leaves, this man is over. Rosh Chodesh, so he leaves Gimel Nisan. It's not 30 days before Pesach, which. So only more than 30 days before Pesach, I have no comment. But there is a sugya about doing bedikah when it's more than 30 days before Pesach. I'm not talking about that now. But the bedikah that you're doing in those days before Pesach, whose chiyuv is it? The Rosh Hashiva, the Bachrim, each room, a hotel, it's a big balagan because you have to figure out, you're Jewish and you're entering the hotel, but the hotel is owned. Well, you don't know. It could be owned by someone in Williamsburg. It could be, but you don't know. And are you doing bedikah on who? The person that was there before's chametz? The owner's chametz? Is it a makam shemachnisim by chametz? What's the gedarim of that? Now, a little more technical one about Mesiris Mefteichas. The masker gave the soicher at 7:14 a key ring with 1,000 keys. He says, figure it out. It's one of them. He tells him the first 7 digits of a 10-digit code. That's the same thing. That's 1,000 keys. What? He tells him the first 7 digits of a 10-digit code. What? That's nothing?
You're giving him a code.
Why?
Anyways, first three words. You have 1,000. You have to do 1,000.
You only have to do 1,000 combinations. One second.
What happens if I give him the key in a time block? It's only going to open. You're only going to be able to access the key in another 3 hours.
Oh. Well, that's similar to the Uber one.
Why is that different than every 1,000 keys?
Now, because it's going to take him a long time. By the time he's finishing, it's... No, he's doing bedika. I think he can make the bracha of Al-Bir Chama before he starts doing the keys. No, he's... No? Shona? Now, I want to talk just for 2 minutes about time zones. Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, China, it's different time zones. Now, the Moshul, the Maskir gets the Seicher, the key. But where the Maskir is, the Maskir was already Chayiv. There was already Sulay Paka. The Maskir's ahead. Let's talk about the case. The Maskir's in China, okay? The Maskir's in China, and in China, for Pesach, and in China, it's already Arli Yadalit. It's already Arli Yadalit. He calls up the Seicher, he tells him where the key is, he tells him the code, he lets him know where the key is, he sends the company to send him the key. The Seicher received the key 3 p.m. on Yud Gimel. The Seicher received the key 3 p.m. on Yud Gimel, and if you want to go like this, right, he also already did a Kinyan, but you need a key as well. Or you want to talk about Entisis, he didn't do a Kinyan, but he got the key. But the point is, the Seicher got the key at 3 p.m. Yud Gimel. There's no Sulei Paka. Problem. The Maskir in China, for him it's already 10 o'clock at night. When the beginning of the Zman Bedika in China started, he was already Mechuyiv to do the Bedika. How is he going to do the Bedikis in China? That's not a Taina. He'll make a Shliach. So who's Chayav to do Bedika? If the Maskir gave the Seicher a key, the Seicher received the key before the Zman. I'm not dealing with Seisheshki now, the time zones. It's a similar kind of a question. But if the Seicher received the key before this Zman Bedika, it means that the Gedarim of the Seicher, he received it before this Zman. But who's focused on the Seicher? I'm focused on the Maskir. This Maskir, the Moshul, this Maskir, if he didn't want to, forget about his Maskir, he's the owner of a house, he's in China. He has this, what is this guy supposed to do for Bedika's comments in his house? He's in China for Pesach. What is he supposed to do with his house in Eretz Yisrael? To appoint a Shliach to do Bedika. What's another thing he can do? A Mechiras Yud Gimel. He can do a Mechiras Yud Gimel. What's a Mechiras? I'm going to explain. What's a Mechiras Yud Gimel? A Mechiras Yud Gimel is, it's not so partial what it is, but let's assume it means you sell your house. You sell your house before Blumen grants is 7:15, we're in a struggle. Now, it's not so partial because if you sell your house, then you should put mezuzahs up when you come back. And also people are telling me that they sell their kalim, so then you have to be titled Tfilas Kalim. I would suggest just to sell the chametz in the kalim and the chametz in the house. But this Mechiras Yud Gimel thing is you're selling the house. And that's technically what this guy should do. And if not, he should make a shliach. So now, halach l'mais, I'm asking, who should do the bedika? The maskir, because when it was Zman Bedika in China, it already was Mechuyev on him and he has to do the Bedika. There was no Chiyev on the house yet. There was no Chiyev on that house yet. It's a Chiyev on the house, there was no Chiyev on the house yet. I grabbed the thought, I was told that he could do the Bedika already. As a matter of fact, he could make a Shliach to go do Bedika. The Shliach is going to be doing the Bedika in Eretz Yisrael. What time is it? 3 p.m. in the afternoon. No.
Oh,
in China, he's in China. I'm going for Kedah. I'm going for Kedah. He should make a shliach when it's 9 p.m. in China to do a bedika, and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I think that the shliach should do the bedika with an air, because it's dark in China. He should do the bedika with an air.
It's a thing on the government to do all the bedikas that he has on all his properties.
Oh, so let's tap. The oilam is tiny. It's a din in the bias. So let's start with the Chok Yaakov's homeless guy. The Chok Yaakov wants to know, someone who's homeless has to do bedikah on his pockets? He has clothes.
Yes.
So the Chok Yaakov says he shouldn't make a bracha because the Ikr Takana was on a bias. In your bias, Avada, you check all of your pants if you have even more than one, and you also check the one you're wearing. Yeah, but if you don't have a house and you're just checking your clothes, he has a tzad, it's not the thing because it's a chayvus bias. And then the Emes, the Olam is starting to say, good, then maybe then it wouldn't make sense that who cares if he's in China, but the Mechayev on the bias is totally where the bias is. But is that taka true? I didn't say this in Bali Rosh Hashanah, this is in Bedika the Rabbanah. No, Bedika's Tayloyin. Avadi, you do Bedika's Tayloyin. I mean, not for Vogs, you do Bedika's Tayloyin for Chametz in your pockets. But that's not no. He doesn't understand. You're doing it. Avadi, you're going to check your pockets. You shouldn't be at Bali
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, Chok Yaakov, Tachlam Alas.
What?
That's what we have, Seicher Maskir. We're trying to let everyone have a chance over here.
So I guess I'd say that the China guy, ad kama, that he can do bedika, then it would be the Maskir's responsibility.
That's part of what I'm saying. Because
it's all Kobe is, could he have done it?
Could he have done it? And he could have made a shliach. He could have made a shliach. That's clear. One second. If the guy in China first got the Seicher, the key, at 10 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a shrug.
Yeah,
so then I found who's Chayiv, the guy in China, who's the Maskil, what should he do? Get a shliach. If he's smart, he should ask the Seicher to be his shliach to do the bedika. They'll work that out. That's already a detail. He'll get back in time for the Chomet Shavuot of Pesach that could be detailed. Air China's not flying, and the El Al connection from Thailand is not so posh. Okay, now, someone asked an interesting shayla. You got the Mefteach. You got the Mefteach. It's an Airbnb. You got the Mefteach. You got the Mefteach. And 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You got the Mefteach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And, on Yud Gimel. And the guy in charge of the Dira, the Maskir, or the one representing the Maskir, says, listen, there's a little bit of Balagan. There's another family coming in. And they might get the one on Strauss. We might get you the other Dira. It's a key. It's a key that could be, you know, electric. He says, you have the key already. He hangs up on him. He says, at 10 o'clock tonight, I'll let you know which Dira you're getting. He has the key already. He doesn't know where the apartment is. Separately, like Rashi, separately, like Tosfos, separately, like the Rishonim. Is that the chlal what to talk about that it's called? That it's called Mesiris Mefteach.
Rashi's the only one they have any tzad.
It's not called X.
Now,
there's another key.
We said.
Rebbe, if he never tells him.
No, the computer program can make one.
If he never tells him which deal, it's the Alpha. Because he owns rent.
No, then he's the Chak Yaakov homeless guy.
It's not a Kenyan, Rashi.
It's not a Kenyan, like Rashi. L'chayra, I think that's what it says in my notes. Now. Rabbi Sai, it says V'nivdoi Peshis, right? And we women died, that therefore was Dr. Prima Gordon. How long does Padika take? An hour. And we even said, that's why Taisa says, if the Maskil was there, Shoh Achas. But we spoke out that Shoh Achas the Charizma Abdaka. What if it's like a bigger house, that the Padika takes longer? We said, in the Hanami, we even suggested that when the Gemara said, Benivdek Peshis, it means, in a case when Padika only takes an hour, let the Padika be a Peshis. If it takes a few hours, do a few hours. Now, let's say you have a house with the fill in the blank where the house is. It takes 3 days to do a Padika in such a house. And it's not going to happen in less than 3 days. How you talking? No, I'm never. What you do, start checking this before. How you talking, loyma? That in such a bias, I'm very serious. How you talking, loyma? That in such a bias, the kaveya of mesiris mefteach will be 3 days before. Hari, behechrich, you have to start that much earlier. It's not possible, not. How you talking? Unless you say you'll get a lot of shluchim, they'll do it at the same time. You'll bring a whole. It can't be, right? It can't be going back earlier than Leli Adala, than 24 hours. I hear.
My wife starts 2 weeks shot.
Now, the Mechiras Yud Gimel one, though, is a whole different thing. The Olam has to understand. I said, okay, by the way, check if you have to put mezuzahs up again. I'm not saying you do or don't. But L'chaira then, you're avoiding it that you b'chalal don't have a bias, then you're a chok Yaakov nikmamish. Right? I know, you're staying somewhere with Pesach. Okay. Okay, Zoktik Mar Vaita. Bo mi nemer avnach ma yitzvah, kam maske bias l'chaveiroi b'ar bo osor. V'cheskosei bodik, oi ein cheskosei bodik. You don't know if the Baal Habayis was Boidik. So is there a chazoka that he did do Bedika or not? Frek the Gemara, l'may nafkemina. L'may nafkemina. L'shayle. Ask him. So the Gemara, the less lie, l'shayle. He's not around. And now the shayle is l'atruche l'haymai. So it's a shverish tickle Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya. Omlur of Nachmayitzak t'nisua. Hakol nemona bagir chom. It's a shverish tickle Gemara we're going to see next time. The Gemara makes a tzushla from a case where Fakir, we want to know if you trust Ne'amonis of an Isha Eved Lekotan Lagavi Bedika. That they're going to say that there was Bedika. What does that have to do with whether you're allowed to assume this Bedika? And that is a big avoid all that we should talk about in a number of days. But to open up the sugya of Cheskosei Bodek, Frekta Pnei Yeshua. Why did the Gemara stage this sugya by a Masker V'Soicher? Why does it have to be Masker V'Soicher? You know, similar to that in the previous sugya, we asked, why does it have to be established by Masker V'Soicher? What did we say? What else could it be in the previous sugya? We said there might be differences, but we said maybe you could set Tzedayin by Moichav V'Lekech. Now, we already babarned that it could be the Gedarm of Moichav V'Lekech will be different in various details in the previous sugya, and it's probably true here also. But it doesn't answer that for still for basics. Why was the sugya structured all a rumah? On the other days also, everything is a rumah. What's more, frek the Pnei Yeshua? Who says it has to be b'chlal maskev v'soicher or b'chlal v'lekev? Let's say you have a person that has b'nei bayis. I don't know where these people were, but their father was home the night before they weren't. They're coming now. They need to know. Did their father do a b'dika? Did the b'al habayis? Why does it have to b'chlal be staged on maskev v'soicher? As I frek the Pnei Yeshua. Why can't it be that Sam, the b'nei bayis, don't know if b'dika was done? Do you assume b'dika was done? So now the question is like this. The Sfasemis says something very interesting. When was this rental taking place? If this rental took place on Yud Gimel, there's no question. The Seicher is supposed to do the Bidika. The Masker is not supposed to do the Bidika. It wasn't early Yudalit yet. Avadim here, we're talking about that. When did this story happen?
No.
When? On Yudalit. What about the middle of the night? We'll have to see. Again, Balagan about the middle of the night. Shki Yitzeh, Sevein Matam, I hold this, but fine. In the morning. And now the question is, can the Seicher assume that the Masker already did his din of Bidika? Because the Masker is Mechoyev. That's the sugi we just learned. Frekis Fasemis. This Seicher that rented it on your, this Masker that rented it out on your Dalit, was it like, this is what he was planning to do from 3 months ago, he's going to China, he knows the other guy's going here. The rental is going to be for Pesach, and it's going to be starting on Biker of your Dalit, but this has been in the plans ever since? Or no, surprise, surprise, your Dalit in the morning of Etzachov, and he says, oh, let me rent the house out. Which of these two cases is it more mistaber that the Maskir did do a Bidika? What would you say? Again, the Sfasemis wants to be mafkin between a case of that the guy is being maskered on Yudalid out of the blue. He wasn't thinking about renting the house. He was planning to stay here for Pesach. The last minute he found out he's going away for Pesach, and he found out he's going, and the last minute also he decides, he finds a renter. I'm not sure which caused which. But he found the renter before he's leaving, or he's leaving and then looks for a renter. But it happened like that. Plutzlung, the next morning, the Sfasemis speaks out that the suffix of our Gemara is when you're renting it, surprise, surprise, punked on your dalit. But in a case when you knew in advance that you're planning to rent it out, then avada, you did not do bedika. Because you knew the seicher is coming and you're going to rely on him. Which I mamish don't understand, because that's not the halacha. The halacha is that when it's on your dalit, there's a din of sulei paka. Lulei the Sfasemis, I would have said punk fakert. First of all, I could say the suffix of the Gemara is in all cases. But again, lulei the Sfasemis, I would say fakert. That if you rent it out surprisingly the last minute, then for sure you did do bedika, because you're regularly, I mean, where were you holding last night?
The Sfasemis, that's not the maskana. Sfasemis is, he's the more chayev, but they're both
chayev. Oh, 1 second. So, I know, 1 second. I want to set this up. I would have said that lechayev fakert, a guy that surprisingly on Yudalin in the morning rented it out. So where was he holding last night? Planning to be in for Pesach. So he's regularly in. So then about the Shabbat, Chazak, he does do a Bidika. Which gets us to the next Shaila. Who are we talking about? It should depend on this Maskir's, I mean, who is he? Check his pace. Check his yarmulke. Check his credentials. Check what kind of guy he is. I'll let everyone fill in the blank of what kind of people we could be talking about over here. Let's say b'chav, he's a chaloyim, in Gansan, not a shem mitzvah at all. And again, from the full spectrum of that all the way to, everyone has full spectrums, but whatever it is. No, what's the sugi about? So Azoi, when Shibi said, someone with a cheskes kashas. But in that kufa, like, there's so many levels. Are we talking about an amaretz? Are we talking about a Talmud Chacham? Are we talking about a chaver? Are we talking about a Yori Shemayim B'chari D'Dvar Hashem? Are we talking about someone who's a psahal gebak? What are we talking about? What's the sugi about? It's a big shaila. And it looks like it's a machlekes rishonim. It looks like it's a machlekes rishonim. Are we talking about even someone who is chaver or amoretz? And we're going to have to see the details of that. It's not pashut. And this sugi, this shaila, are we talking about, again, I'm saying chaver amoretz, there's a lot more details than that exactly. What exactly is his status? But this shaila is negeya by cheskasei baduk. It's also negeya nemonis. The hemshach of the sugi doesn't talk about cheskasei baduk. The hemshach of the sugi talks about if you believe someone. In those gedarim also, we have to know who are we talking about, whether you believe him or not. What kind of yid are we talking about? And one more very important zach. Oh, let's make this maskev seicher both same on the same page kind of people. And we're clearing the seicher wants to know yudalit in the morning. Seicher wants to know, you dial it in the morning, do I have to do bedika? Or should I assume that the masker, kehalocha, did the bedika last night? Why don't you just ask the masker? He's not around. Frekta b'kor chayim. So Sfasemis also talks about a lot of refrainim. It's a very important clue to the sugya. Why should the Sefer have to do the bedikah? When did the Sefer get these keys? What's the case of the sugya?
I'm the
one. Of Gedalot. When did he make the kinyan? For all the gedarim of keys, kinyanim and this, I'll pee the gedarim of the previous sugya. Does the Sefer have to do the bedikah? No. So why should he have to do the bedikah? Why should he have to do the bedikah? Like the homeless guy that the Afroidim want to speak out that the entire, and this is a gilui gadol to the previous sugya. Avada masker v'soicher, where the Gemara is going to say that the key of the sugya is exactly at 7:15. If the soicher already did get the keys, made the key in one or both of those things, he's chayiv. If he didn't do whatever that thing is conveyed, then he's not. Zogin say avada, both are chayiv. The question is just this: who has kedima? So avada soif kol soif. If the soicher, who avada, legit on the books, doesn't have to do bedikah, but if he doesn't know if the masker did, and the masker's not around to ask, by backup, he'll have to do the bedikah, otherwise he's in a house with chametz. Now that's fine, but I have a question. What if the soicher comes in on Yud Gimel, and the masker, who is not in China, he's keeping tabs on what's going on, he sees that the soicher is not doing the bedikah. Does the masker have to do the bedikah? The masker is noticing that the soicher is not doing bedikah. I mean, you really want to get it to shmak, it's that the masker gave it to the soicher at 8 o'clock, and he sees that this soicher is halting v'Rabbi Natan, and he says, I got, fakir. He sees that the soicher is holding that I already, the masker was already chayit, or whatever, he's not from the chlal. Is it true that the same way if the masker is really chayiv, but if the masker doesn't do it, the soicher has to do it? Is it also true, fakert, that if the soicher is supposed to do it, but the soicher is not doing it, the masker has to do it? Elam has a yedia in that. And you know what? This is a much breaker, Rishayla. You rent your house to someone for an entire year, from September through September, from January to January. I don't know how it works today. For a year. You know that he's not from. He's not from. You have to go do bedikah. You have to go do bedikah. Masker. You have to do bedikah. I mean, Moshe Belekeach, Shvetz Agloy, and he has to go to a house that he sold 42 years ago to someone. That, but in Masker Besoicher. Let's start with Masker Besoicher. Do you have to go into this guy's house and check for the matzah box, the one that says Chametz Gomer? You know this matzah that's called Chametz Gomer? You have to go into it. Yeah? That this guy, you know he's using that matzah for his Leila Seder. Mela, you don't have to help save the whole Klal Yisrael, but this is your Seicher. You rented this, you rented your house, you're the owner. You rented your house to someone who you know is bringing chametz.
It's not your chametz and it's not your shush. So which of the tzadei ha-shayla would you fit
into? It is yours, you're the landlord. Basically. My name is Mechir Baicher, Seicher.
No, but in the tzadei ha-shayla, in the Gemara, the Seicher was the one who was Rishu Seichai.
It's the Seicher's chametz, why should it be mine? It's not, it's the Seicher's chametz.
Absolutely.
I hear. But the reason I'm even clearing this shayla is because the etzem sugya is, again, in a case when the ikur had been the masker has to do it. And nevertheless, it's mevor. That the soicher, we're going to have all shalat, could he rely on a chazaka? But on top of that, not, and he can't ask him, and you have to know, the soicher might have to do the bedikah that the masker was supposed to do. Is it also true that the masker has to do a bedikah that the soicher had to do? And I'm clearing how far to take it. You're saying I took it too far. Possible. Okay, it happens.
In other words, cleric where the masker has his comments in the house. That's where you have to ask the question.
Yeah, but I you're right. That's really, I really wanted to ask it originally, but I wanted to get to the matzah box of the chametz gomer from a rental that happened in January, and I went too far. That's what I meant. Okay, good. There's chumashir at 2 o'clock. There's night seder, not 7:15. When is night seder? 8:45, huh? Following Meir. There is Tfilas Leil Shabbos by us in the Bes Medrash upstairs, and the Suda Bezer Hashem following is here in our.
I just said we started sharing the key of the details in the house, not the chametz. It doesn't matter. It's my key in the house.
Myra,
the whole key is chametz.